Jesse Allen here with the American Ag Network, being joined now by Joe Heilman with Intelligent Ag. Joe, how are you, my friend?
Hi, Jesse. Doing well. How are you guys?
I am good. Things are good here at the American Ag Network, and we appreciate you joining us here again today to talk about Intelligent Ag and all the great things you guys are doing. And, you know, Joe, the past couple of weeks, we've heard stories from you about the company and talking pretty specifically about your products and a lot of the different technologies that you guys have been coming up with to kind of solve big problems for growers. But maybe let's just talk a little bit here to start, just in general, looking at some of the new stuff you guys are doing. What is some of the new stuff on the horizon for you guys as a company that you're kind of looking at some technologies and innovations? What are some things to get excited about with Intelligent Ag?
Yeah, it's fun to talk about the future a little bit, Jesse, because, you know, the mission of Intelligent Ag is really to provide game-changing technologies, kind of always to be looking forward and to find ways to solve new problems in agriculture. And we're always kind of pushing the limits of what we can tackle. And an interesting one, you know, most of our products today focus on air seeders and fertilizer spreaders, things along those nature, more the farm machinery equipment type of technologies. We actually have an interesting one where we did a project a while back with a combine manufacturer, actually with the Ideal Combine from AGCO. And in that was a sensor that we used to detect grain quality, essentially. And that's this sensor here. So this is if you're not on the video broadcast, you're not seeing this, but it's a small kind of imaging sensor, pretty ruggedized, got a little lens in there that looks at the grain coming through the clean grain elevator. And we can actually detect some of the quality attributes, like how clean it is, if it's being damaged by the combine processor, that kind of thing. So that's a product that we have in the Ideal Combine, but we wanted to see where we could apply this in other areas. And so we understood that there's a problem in the grain handling facilities that a lot of grain handlers deal with. Interestingly, it's fairly common. Everybody has a story of a time when a grain handling facility mixed grain types together. So accidentally mixing corn in soybeans, for example. Mm-hmm. And this can happen for a variety of reasons. A worker at the facility accidentally pushes the wrong button. A distributor at the top kind of gets stuck between two places and, you know, dumps it into both bins. Somebody who's hauling grain in can pull into the wrong pit and just start dumping. And, you know, everybody's in a hurry and mistakes happen. Well, these mistakes are very expensive for the grain elevators, grain handling facilities to deal with, because now you don't think of it this way because it's food or feed, right? But when you have corn in a soybean bin and you're looking to sell it, that corn is now a contaminant in that soy. You know, you get docked. There's some kind of penalty. And mm-hmm. So they usually have to empty these million bushel bins and sort out the grain and clean it out. And it's just very timely and costly, or they take big penalties. So we're working on a project with GSI, and it's in kind of the final stages of testing right now. And we use the same sensor technology, imaging sensor, with some artificial intelligence, and we can actually detect the grain type. So we can tell just by looking at it, the computer, basically the software, can say that's corn, or that's soybeans. Mm-hmm. And then they can build that into their automation systems at the grain elevators to make sure that if they're expecting soybeans, if the sensor sees anything but soybeans, it might sound an alarm, or it might shut off an elevator leg or something, whatever they decide for it to do. But that's something we're working on right now and testing. So it's pretty cool and exciting to see something like that kind of be extended into that area of the market.
Well, and I never really realized that would be a big issue with grain elevators. But it does make a ton of sense, Joe. Human error could happen, wrong button could be pushed, something like that. So it's really cool you guys are doing that technology. I think that's great. I know you guys have thousands of customers. I would have to imagine that they're maybe coming to you with some problems in some areas that they're looking for help with. Are you guys fielding questions from your growers and your grower customers about some areas that they're like, hey, really would love if you guys came up with a product for this or that, et cetera, et cetera? Are you guys fielding questions like that?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun working with growers. You know, I'm an old farm boy too myself. And what's fun about farmers is they're all mechanics, they're all engineers, they're all, you know, scientists in their own right. If you think about it, they have to do a lot of stuff, very wide variety of skills mm-hmm. that a farmer has to use. And with that comes a lot of ingenuity. I mean, just leave it to a farmer to make some kind of modification to work better for his field or his farm or his machinery. And with that, you know, when you're working with farmers, they bring a lot of ideas or feedback to you about your own products that you take to improve. And one area we get asked a lot is if we're going to do anything in spraying for sprayers, spraying equipment, because they see us as a retrofittable technology company. How can I help improve the performance of my sprayer or otherwise? And so, you know, we're not really sure where to take that. But what we're doing right now is researching different areas around spraying and figuring out what kind of problems there are with these machines. I think as these equipment has gotten so big, you know, these booms are 100, 120 feet. Now there's even larger ones. There's a lot of stuff going on that boom, for example, and you put all your faith into the nozzles to make sure they're doing the right job. So one thing we did last year and we're doing some more of this year is some plot studies around nozzle performance as it affects the coverage on the ground and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that what we've been finding so far, we've done a small study with NDSU and we're doing a much larger one this year where we basically reduce the flow to one nozzle because, you know, nozzles overlap on a boom. If you have three nozzles next to each other, there's going to be some overlap. And so if you have one that has a problem, does it have an impact? And that's what we were really trying to understand. If there's a reduced flow rate coming out of just one nozzle, is there any issue with Roundup's ability to kill weeds or Liberty's ability to kill weeds because, you know, your other nozzles are supposed to be also covering that area. And so what we're doing is a test where we take a boom, we've essentially reduced the flow rate to just one nozzle and let the other ones overlap it. And what we're finding is that even a 35 or 40% reduction in flow out of one nozzle tip can really affect a chemical's efficacy in the field. And basically, you're not going to get the right weed kill or the right fungicide application or fertilizer application. So it's a really big deal. And what's even more interesting is that you would think a 40% reduction in flow, you would be able to see that on a boom when it's spraying. You would think you'd be able to see visually some problem there, but you can't. What we've been seeing is you have to have almost a near full blockage in a nozzle to see that problem. And so I think there's probably more issues out there than farmers realize because they can't see what's happening at the boom level, you know, from a data perspective. And so what we've been doing is outfitting a bunch of research machines with a ton of different sensors and basically creating the world's most expensive fleet of sprayers because we're putting all this stuff on them. But it's going out there and really trying to understand what's happening on these sprayers so that we can hopefully put together some kind of solution that can help you understand this concept around spray quality. Am I doing a good job when I'm out there spraying? We generally know because we have a flow meter at the boom, but do we really know that that's what's coming out of every nozzle? And so I think that's kind of what we're trying to explore at this point. And if you want to stay up to date with what we're finding, we're going to be posting a lot of results on our social media channels. So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, You know, you can like and subscribe to our social media channels, and we'll be kind of posting updates there. And if you have feedback on any issues you've had in the spraying world, you know, nightmares, horror stories, different things that, you know, caught you off guard or reduced the effectiveness of your spray quality job, we'd love to hear those stories. You can shoot us an email at info@intelligentegg.com.
Yeah, great. I mean, that's just great stuff that you guys are doing there, Joe. And I like that you said almost making the most expensive sprayers in the world with all that technology.
That's not the intent, but they turn out to be pretty spendy machines once we're done with them.
But hey, you know what? If it helps with our spray quality and it helps a farmer's return on investment, that's what the end game is, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we do research of problem solving. You have to, otherwise you can't get better. So
yeah, you absolutely have to. And again, folks can learn more by going to intelligentag.com. as Joe mentioned, if you want to follow up with them, you can reach out to them with an email, info@intelligentag.com, and follow them on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. A lot of great stuff that they have out there. Joe, any final thoughts you have for us today?
Well, not at the moment. I mean, we're just praying for rain up here in North Dakota. It's been a really dry season, so we just hope that everybody in this region can get some rain and have a great season. It's finally the economic conditions in ag are good. We want to have all our customers be able to take advantage of that. So
I will definitely agree with you on that. I know the entire Northern Plains dry, and I've even talked to folks in the Corn Belt as well, and you know, the I states. They're dry too, so I think we could stand to have a little bit of rain move through. Joe, I appreciate the time as always. Thanks for joining us here today on the American Ag Network and catching us up on what's going on with Intelligent Ag. We appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks, everybody. Take care.